The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
True crime, everybody's obsessed with it, and there's potentially a new victim of American serial killer John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, that's right. So we're talking, you know, how many years later? So a long, long time later. So they think they've identified one of his victims. So they actually, this is truly awful, but they removed a lot of bodies from a crawl space in his home. And they've had his, I guess, remains for a very long time. And they've managed to, I think it's through a group that's come together, and they've managed to get one of his teeth and identify his DNA that way. And all this time later, they've been able to tell his family that he was one of his victims.
And you know what, people, it goes back a while, and a lot of people in Australia might not be familiar with John Wayne Gacy. He was known apparently as the Killer Clown.
Yes.
And regularly performed at children's hospitals and charitable events as Pogo the Clown, or Patches the Clown, so as actually a clown.
Yep.
And assaulted and murdered at least 33 young men and boys.
That's like, right. Oh. I mean, that was before they found all of these bodies as well. So that's what he was convicted of. And the guy's, the man's name was Francis Wayne Alexander. So it seems he would have been 21 or 22 when he was killed.
What a sicko.
Yeah, awful. But honestly, I don't know if you've seen photos, but John Wayne Gacy actually looked like it.
Yeah. It's just horrible.